本当に。
こんばんは。This is good evening in Japanese. 10:40. I'm normally in bed by this time, and I hope I don't fall asleep here. More importantly, I hope you don't sleep by listening my phone. My first poem tonight is about my mother who died six years ago. This is a poem, How I Found Her Again. Page Turner. Each time I reached the last line, my mother's hand turned the page like a score turner. I stop reading and watch an old freckled hand, the blue veins raised through the thinned skin, branching out until they fade away. The knuckles stiff and bent like a snake slough, familiar terrain. These are my hands, but so often I can't tell these from my dead mother's. She comes back to turn the page for me. When I came to Ireland many, many years ago, one weekend I took a train from Dublin to Galway. It was March. I saw many bare trees along the tracks. I made my first English poem on that train. Trees have a huge influence on me in all seasons. As if the sky has weight in this land, each bough and twig warps. The sky would fall but for them. A winter silhouette of sublime artist hands, frozen dark against the hoar frosted sky. That was a very short poem, and it was 10 years before I wrote the next one. Typhoon. I learned to count when I was four. I counted dead fishermen lined up on the sandy shore, covered with straw mats. Ich, ni, san, shi. I could count big numbers. Pity there were only four. I counted them like the shadows of a fence post I used to pass on the sandy hill. I was told to stay at home, but I sneaked out the back door. I saw them through the high grass on the dunes. I counted fish washed ashore from the wrecked ship. Salmon, sea trout, mackerel, each ning, some she. Some perfect, some not, torn. Villagers collected them in rusty bucket. How many fish could I get? I got none. On the sandy hill, the grassed swells and bent madly. My skirt puffed. The sea was angry with me. His mouth, teeth, spitting foam, seething, exhausted by his own ill temper. I shivered. The ship's black belly rose and fell, stranded below the yellow cliffs, like a beached whale, now breathing feebly. Is he dying? I started counting to his dead. Each, ni, san, si. These and those I counted after the typhoon. In Dublin, I first lived in the north side of the city. The area was called Stony Bottom. It was a bit run down, and I loved it all the more for that. When people asked me where I lived, I answered with the street name. They often smiled. I later realized my pronunciations for Manor Street sounded like Manure Street. This poem dates back to that time. Shontoos in the shade. On Morningstar Avenue, I came across her, sitting on her cardboard sofa, leaning against the wall in the shade. Why don't you move over there in the sun, said I. The other side of the road, sunny and warm. My suggestion meant nothing to her, but she shone herself at being approached by a stranger. She raised herself on her knees to engage me. Her eyes full of eagerness to talk now. I once knew a China girl, she said, when I was a singer in America. Oh, why are you a singer? I replied, still looking at the sunny side, hoping she would move there. Oh, don't mention it. It's a long time ago. She talked about her cabaret career, her eyes straying skywards as the memory returned. Then she started singing. Her throaty voice, unexpectedly powerful for her skinny body. While she sang, she swiftly licked her lips. Her face lit up without a spotlight. I caught the smell of her whiskey breath. Two men emerging from the Morningstar hostel must have heard her singing, but passed on by. A bottle of Paddy peeped from her handbag, mingled with her other property. Her hand often moved towards it, but she pulled it back each time. Oh, how bravely she sang on, deprived of her warming fuel. I left her alone on Morningstar Avenue to continue my stroll towards Stony Butter. Now the sun was inching towards her. I have friends who never read poetry, yet they bought my books, true friends indeed. One of them chose this one as his favorite. Dance in the Supermarket. An old man asked me to dance in front of the cheese shelves in the supermarket when the background music switched to his favorite Cheek to Cheek. I felt lackluster that morning and went shopping in a deep hut, as if my whole being could be hidden under the rim. When he asked me to dance, I smiled. I put my basket on the floor to offer my hand. But it was just a jest. He was already walking away. No, don't go. I mean it. I shouted in my mind. On my way home, I was still dancing in the supermarket in my head, from cheese shelves to vegetables and on to fruit, expensive melons, then meandering through fish, meat, nappies, wine and teas. The old man leading me like Fred Astaire. I would have gladly emptied my basket of indispensables onto the floor just to dance with him on that otherwise dreary morning. This poem comes from the street where I live. Nowadays, most Irish people have immigrants as neighbors, like myself. Boy. Young Haroon cycled on anyway, so the other kids stopped mocking him on his pink hand-me-down bicycle. Haroon said he wouldn't be riding it next year. He'd be a big boy then, and his younger sister would get it. So for now, his pink bicycle stays pink. His blue jacket puffs a hunchback of air as he burrows into the wind. And he fell. Haroon didn't cycle for a day or two. Now he's back with a scarf under his nose, a scarf mustache. He looks like a real big man. Sometimes, in the middle of the road, Haroon just stops pedaling. He folds his chubby arms, a homuncus pondering. He must be thinking of his new big bike. I read the next poem myself, but like Japanese, like all Japanese. I have difficulty pronouncing the letter L. London. All night, London, all night, the metro pigeons cried under the eaves. They never seemed to sleep. I only realized in the morning it was them, not someone, crying for help all night, somewhere near my room. Yes, all night, my mind saw a woman kicked and pulled by the hair. Her groans slipped into my reverie. Reverie or memories from childhood? I opened the narrow window, first thing, leaning out, looking for her dead body. A pressed flower on the pavement below, to see if she made good her escape. Morning sky looked only promising. It had driven away the blight of the night. I watched the commuters at their smart pace. From my attic room, near the eaves, nearer the sky. No more groans, but cooing. Pigeons' plumage happily swells with serendipity for whatever it is. They strut everywhere, everywhere in London. Next poem is my last poem. Seagulls. Two seagulls on the chimney mew. The sea not far away, but not so close either. Why they come here, I don't know. They don't see much from the chimney, only some trees, the hills in the distance, and the sparse, tired-looking pedestrians. Here offers nothing you could eat. You want herring eyes, don't you? Two seagulls on the rooftop mew. Robins and tits who hear their cry hide in the thick bush. Thank you very much.